is.
There's a few things I have to talk to you about so you can prepare yourself for the dimension of the Spirit that the Lord wants to reveal to us tonight in this Friday night. I'm going to take my time and let him do it.
Yes, sir.
I yield to the Spirit of God. There's a few things I have to get you prepared for before we go into the message. And there's a few things you have to understand. And give me a minute, I'll get it. There's a few words I want to give you to position you in a different dimension, all right, in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The first word is intention. Intention. And the question is, what is your intention in this meeting?
Yes, sir.
Intention. I want you to get that because it's going to shift to another word, greater. You're going to get greater and greater and greater. And by the time we finish this, you'll be ready for this.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The second word is attention. Mm-hmm. You know, you see in Proverbs 4:20, attend to my word. You just can't flap the word around. You got to pay attention to the word.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, we talked about revelation.
Yes.
And we know we talk about the spirit part of the word, not just the shell.
Yes, sir.
All right? Not just going through the motion. So we want to pay close attention to what the Spirit is saying to us when His word is being ministered. All right?
Yes,
and then this third one now, this third one will flip something on the inside of you. Because we've had intention and we've paid some attention.
Yes, sir.
But this third word, I think it's going to take you in another spiritual dimension, your potentials.
Yes,
your potentials.
Yes, yes,
to be able to receive, be able to hear the voice of the Spirit. You can hear the voice of God.
Yes,
see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But if the first two not in place, your potential is not going to be no good.
Yes, sir.
All right? So your potentials, I want your potentials out tonight.
Yes,
we know praise clear up the atmosphere, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Prayer ignites the power.
Yes, sir.
Just stick with me a minute. And then His presence. And this is what He said to me. Becoming pregnant with His presence.
Yes, sir.
See, you know your potential now.
Yes, sir.
Your potential is that you can be pregnant with the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tell them if they do that, they're going to step out in my provision.
Yes, sir.
Overflow everywhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, your potential.
Yes, sir.
Your potential is not because you so good,
yes,
but because you already paid for.
Yes, sir.
I'm a son of God. Say, I'm a daughter of God. I'm a son of God. So I need you to stay in tune to the word and the revelation by the Spirit. Two things. Stay in tune to the word and the revelation by the Spirit. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to make two statements that are going to prop you for what I'm about to minister. And then we're going to pray. We'll lift our hand, pray, and then we're going to sit down. But I'm going to make two statements. And you want these statements. Wisdom makes the spiritual world go around. The spiritual world. Wisdom makes the spiritual world go around. Money make the secular world go around.
Yes, sir.
When you have both.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wisdom and money. Woo! Everything just turning around everywhere you go. All right? All right? Lift your hand now. Lift your hand. Praise God a few minutes. Thank God that you heard those in introduction, instruction. And we're going to go straight to work in a few moments. Father, we thank you and praise you and glorify you for all who are here, all online, everywhere, ministers, They are everywhere. We thank you for every person's ears open, every person's eyes are open, every person's heart understand, and we are flowing tonight. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit. Help our infirmities. Ooh. Help our infirmities. We need to hear better. We need to see better. And we need to manifest better. So we're thanking you that this is a manifesting time, both in the spirit world and in the secular world. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Give God a hand. Go ahead and clap a little bit. You may be seated. You may be seated. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We're going to talk about, for a few moments, what happens when money cometh and money wisdom become one. Write that down. What happens when money cometh and money wisdom become one?
Yes, sir.
Now, money cometh and money wisdom are designed to hold hands at all times.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, they know that honoring God is the master assignment.
Yes, sir.
See, what? Oh my. I'm going to read that again. Because once you get that, it doesn't matter what amount he let you hammer.
Yes, sir.
Your wisdom going to let you know that I must honor him at all times.
Yes, sir.
In that position, pride can't come in.
Yes, sir.
If I can hold pride out, I'm holding the devil out.
Yes, sir.
Because he come through pride, especially in the financial arena when you start rising. Yes, he want to give you some pride. And so wisdom snatch the pride out of you.
Yes, sir.
And let you know God did this for you. Yes, sir. Give him praise. So get this again. Money coming and money wisdom are designed to hold hands at all times. Therefore, they know that honoring God is the master assignment. Now, let's read there. I need to read it out of three translations. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? Say not thou, let me ask you the question. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Notice the word wisely, because it has something to do with wisdom, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, notice verse 11. Wisdom is good with an inheritance. And no such thing as talking about broke wisdom. And by it, there is profit to them that see the sun. Mm-hmm. They're living good.
Yes, sir.
Now, look at verse 12. When I first ran up on this verse, I said, where has this verse been? Because now, and you know we're talking about secular and spiritual. Look at this 12th verse. For wisdom is a defense. Ah. And money is a defense.
Yes, sir.
So you don't just need wisdom.
Uh-huh.
You need some money.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them habit.
Wow.
See, wisdom gives life to it, see, yes, and protect them. He says, consider the work of God, who can make that straight which he has made crooked. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. God also have set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him. See, sometimes you got to bump you a little bit when you. And so here, let me read it in the Amplified Bible because it got something, he said something good. Then we read it in the Message Bible. You're going to get revelation. I might not have to preach. You're going to get so much.
Yes, sir.
The 10th verse says, do not say, why was the old days better than these? For it is not wise or because of wisdom that you ask this. Wisdom is as good as an inheritance. Yes, more excellent it is for those the living who see the sun. 12th verse. For wisdom is a defense, even as money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom shields. Wisdom shields.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
And preserves the life of him who has it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, don't get insulted with me. I'm about to tell you something. That's why you don't have it. Now, this lesson tonight is to set you up to know that wisdom has to come before money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If money comes by itself, you're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's what happened to that rich young ruler.
Mm-hmm.
That what happened to that rich farmer. Money came first. Did it? That boy had no, in Mark 10, is as ignorant as a baboon in a hailstorm with no shirt on. That boy was talking to the Lord Jesus. Jesus was trying to take him to a hundredfold return.
Yes, sir.
But he had no idea. He didn't know who he was talking to.
Yes, sir.
He was talking to the richest person in the world.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Because he had the Father's backup.
Yes, sir.
All right. 12th verse says, I read the 12th verse, didn't I? A shield and a preserve. Consider the work of God who can make straight what he had made crooked. Verse 14 says, in a day of prosperity, be joyful. But in a day of adversity, consider that God had made the one side by side with the other so that man may not find out anything that shall be after him. Now, I want just for a minute, because it's going to get clearer in the Message Bible. It's going to get clearer.
Yes, sir.
Just give me a minute. I'm not a mathematician with this stuff, but I'll get where I need to go.
Yes,
sooner or later. All right, the Message Bible. Verse 10. Don't always be asking, where are the good old days? Why is folks don't ask questions like that?
Yes, sir.
Now, watch verse 11. You got your shouting glory?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is better when it's paired with money.
Wow.
Especially
yes, sir.
If you get both while you're still living.
Yes, sir.
I don't want no money when I'm dead.
Apostle.
Look at verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Double protection. Wisdom and wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
Plus this bonus. Wisdom energizes its owner.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Take a good look at God's work. Who can simplify and reduce a creation curve and angles to a plain straight line? On a good day, enjoy yourself. On a bad day, examine your conscience. God arranges for both kinds of days so that we won't take anything for granted.
Wow.
Yep, somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
When you ask the wrong question about money, you will get the wrong answer. And a lot of times you're asking the wrong person, you're going to get the wrong answer.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Ecclesiastes 7 and 10. Don't be asking all them questions. Learn.
Yes, sir.
When you have wrong thinking about money, you will carry the wrong thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Ecclesiastes 7 10, there, the verse says, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days was better than thee? For thou does not inquire wisely concerning this. See. And then, we have 1 Timothy 6:10 always hanging over our head. If you don't understand and have the revelation, turn there. Always hanging over your head. Wrong. People talking wrong about money. Don't have the right information.
Right.
They said money, our text said money is a defense.
Yep.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you just go shopping and use your wisdom. Just tell them, man, I'm wise. I went to this school. I went to that school. They got so many broke, wise people. think they're wise. They're intellectual wise. They can do geometry. They can do the internet, but they're broke.
Yes, sir.
You know what the little boy said that night? They're broke. So this verse here in 1 Timothy 6:10, talk about the love of money, but you got to understand in the same chapter, the next point I want you to see, let the Holy Spirit of wisdom teach you how to live having plenty of money. I'm going to give you that again.
Yes, sir.
Let the Holy Spirit of wisdom teach you how to live having plenty of money. Get some, all of us got some of that fogism in us about money is evil. We got to dump that. We got to dump it. You think it's all gone, but by the resurrection power and by the blood of Jesus, clean that out your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, say it. You say it. Say, I'm getting that out of my soul. All ill will about money, because what happened is you're blocking money from coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, money. Yeah, you. The enemy will use that against you. That wrong thinking as a man or a woman thinks in their heart, so are thee.
Yes,
so you cannot have no an iota of thought in your mind that money is evil.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir. I know a lot of evil things happen with money, but it wasn't the money.
Right.
It was the evil person who didn't have no wisdom who had the money.
Yes, sir.
And then why when we get some money, everybody gonna fuss about us as Christians having money, and then people doing all kind of other things, got all kind of house, all kind of cars, all kind of money, all kind of boats, and nobody saying nothing.
Yes,
a boy, a basketball player can build what he won't build, and everybody say, oh, look at that. Why God shouldn't have?
Yes, yes.
So you at 1 Timothy, turn, if you're not there. Turn there, because we need to see this. In that same chapter, the Lord dealt with this. I don't know why they didn't keep reading. Huh? Why they didn't keep reading? Why they stopped reading at verse 10? Go to verse 17. Go to verse 17. Now, there's a word captured in my Bible over that. I don't know if one of y'all might have the same word. Anybody got a word captured over your Bible? Your Bible, what word you got?
Be trustworthy.
Everybody write that down. Be trustworthy. And what I told you about the intention and attention and potentials, that be trustworthy.
Yes,
and you're not going to be able to be trustworthy unless the Holy Spirit get a hold of you and give you money wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Money wisdom. Say money wisdom.
Money wisdom.
Money wisdom. Now, some things are going to start happening in your life. Some opportunities are going to start opening.
Yes, sir.
Because I feel it going in you.
Yes, sir.
And so now with money wisdom, money can't help itself. The combination of money cometh, revelation prophetically, and money wisdom holding hand in your potentials.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you have wealthy potentials.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. You have. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, Christ in you.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Christ in you.
Yes, sir.
So you have abundant,
yes, sir.
Increase,
yes, sir.
Prosperity, potentials,
yes, sir.
On the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
And you don't know. I don't know whether you know it. You've graduated now. You're not just having an intention.
Uh-huh.
You're not just having your attention,
yes,
but now you recognize that you have potentials,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Beyond your last name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Beyond what man say you're supposed to have.
Yes,
it's what God says is mine. Nobody can stop it. When I get in agreement with God,
yes, sir.
It'll happen in my life.
Yes, sir.
See? But you got to get rid of that old fogism, you see.
Yes, sir.
Now, watch what it says here now. Watch what it says here. Charge them that are rich in this world. Were they rich yet?
In this world.
No, heaven.
In this world.
That they be not high-minded, nor trusting uncertain riches, but in the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, underline the next statement. And read it with me. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Get it in your spirit. Who giveth us richly
all things to enjoy.
God doggy, look at that boy. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, Always, when you're reading the Bible, don't take one verse and run with it. Uh-huh. And find out who he's talking to in verse 10.
Right, right.
He's not talking to the church in verse 10. He's trying to clear some things up.
Yes, sir.
Now, he's talking to me right now, though. We'll give us Richard all things to enjoy. He's talking to Leroy right now. Is he talking to you? Huh? Let that get down in your spirit. God give me richly all things to enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Hold that.
Yes,
I don't hear that no more.
Yes, sir.
I got the word on this.
Yes,
and it's in you more than one time,
yes,
that God give us richly all things to enjoy.
Yes.
So we got to flush that religion out and let the revelation in.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
That they do good. That they be rich in good works, ready to distribute. They got something, you see. Willing to communicate. Laying up store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. My goodness, man. Ready. Ready to give, ready to sow, ready to tithe, ready to do whatever God tell them to do.
Yes, sir.
Let the Holy Spirit wisdom teach you how to live having plenty of money.
Yes.
Say plenty of money.
Plenty.
Say plenty of money.
Plenty.
Say it again. Plenty money.
Plenty money.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
How much money?
Plenty.
Plenty money.
Plenty.
I speak that favor on you tonight.
Yes, sir.
You receive it? Plenty money.
Plenty money.
Yeah. More than you can handle. You got to help somebody else.
Yes, sir.
Now, one of the ways of doing this, of getting into that potential, is found in Job 22. It's an odd text, but yet the text have life in it. It's an accusing text. But yet I see the accusation has so much in it that potentially can take a person to another level. In Job 22, verse 21. Just be with me a minute.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look at that 21st verse in the 22nd chapter. It's something here. Let me make a statement. Wisdom will keep you acquainted with the God of plenty and keep you balanced.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now notice this. Notice this word here. I remember when the Lord first showed me this, I didn't even know the boy was rebuking Job, but yet the Lord told me I could use it. Verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray, thee the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thy heart. Nothing wrong with that, is it? If thou return to the Almighty, and we need to return.
Yes.
The church need to return.
Yes,
we have been financial renegades. We've been running for money. We've been working. We've been working too much, too long for too many people.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And go to church every Sunday morning.
Yes, sir.
Pay your tithe, dance.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's time for manifestation.
Yes, sir.
What?
Manifestation.
What? Are you believing with me?
Yes, sir.
It's time for manifestation. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, every person who attend this meeting,
yes, sir,
things gonna start happening so fast.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, these three meetings here, I know, man, my God, if I, boy, when I was broke, if I could have got in three meetings like this and listened,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It wouldn't have took me so long.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Things are happening. Things are happening for you right now.
Right now.
In other places.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to have a, there's because of the revelation, you're going to have a magnetic force on the inside of you. Attracting,
yes, sir.
Attracting,
yes, sir.
Well, attracting,
yes, sir.
Abundance. It's just going to start happening.
Yes, sir.
Opportunities are going to open the door.
Yes, sir.
People are going to do favors for you. You don't know why they're doing it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But you know, you said yourself, I was at the meeting.
I was at the meeting. Yes, sir.
Because notice now we're tapping into your potential.
Yes, sir.
Not just attention, not just intention,
yes,
but your potential to be wealthy.
Yes, sir.
Your potential to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
To run two worlds,
yes,
heaven and earth.
Yes, sir.
You don't have a voice now if you don't have no money.
Yes,
I mean, the person is listening at your witness, but they're looking at you, they're kind of looking at you and say, you know, you need to be witness to yourself.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know if I want your God.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
But you have evidence.
Evidence.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, yes, sir. What you were saying? How you doing?
Uh-huh.
All right, sit down. Let me finish. Because I got to get to something here. Verse 23. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. No, we got to live right. Then shall thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of offer over as the stone of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Here it is, verse 25.
Yes, sir.
You in verse 25?
Yes, sir.
What did he say at the last part of that verse?
Thou shalt have plenty of silver.
I know he lying. You either know he lying or you know he telling the truth.
Yes, sir.
Now, what side you going to be on? Because stop looking back at your ancestors,
uh-huh,
looking at your situation you've been in for 43 years. Stop looking at all that stuff now. Listen, this is fresh. Say fresh.
Fresh.
Now, you're getting a fresh word from God this night,
yes, sir,
that will manifest in your life by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
All of the gifts of the Spirit, yes, is hearing what's going on in here tonight. All of the fruit of the Spirit,
yes,
is hearing what's going on in here tonight. The Holy Ghost is hearing what's going on. The anointing is hearing.
Yes,
grace is hearing.
Yes.
Mercy is hearing.
Yes,
oh!
Yes, sir.
Fresh.
Fresh.
We're not talking about the meeting you was in last month.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in another meeting now.
Yes, sir.
And so some fresh thing going to start happening to your finances.
Yes.
Write it down. Sit down. Put the date there. Put the date by it. Fresh thing about to happen to my finances. And stop looking at that little Mickey Mouse check. We ain't talking about that check. We're talking about a supplier. We're talking about a source that own the whole world.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of silver.
Plenty of silver.
God don't play, boy. But then should I have thy delight, verse 26, in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Look at verse 28. Y'all with me in verse 28? Let's read verse 28 together, because we're going to start doing some decreeing up in here.
Yes, sir.
You ready? Thou shalt also decree a thing. What decree mean? Declare, command, declaration,
yes,
decided.
Yes, sir.
Who are you talking to?
Me.
You mean to tell me you believe you have the capability to decree planet?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You anointed for that?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Do it. Do it. You don't have to see nothing. Do it with confidence.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
God always looking for nobody to make him a somebody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He loved to do it. He, you know, God got a little brag in him.
Yes, sir.
That's mine right over there.
Yes, sir.
I did that for her.
Yes, sir.
I did that for him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got to give God some bragging right, man.
Yes, sir.
See, God looking for somebody to say, I'm the one that lifted them up.
Yes,
I did that for them.
Yes,
see,
yes,
see, I'm available, God.
I'm available, God.
Because you got a whole lot of your brothers and sisters will never see it.
Yes, sir.
They'll never see it because they're not open for it. They're locked in a doctrine. They're locked in a religion. They're locked in tradition.
Yes.
And so, revelation can't get in.
Yes,
see, we're talking revelation here. We're not talking just the Bible. We're talking about the Bible and open up and came out in me.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I felt that, boy.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Let's go on and read this verse. Thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. We got to do a little dance now. Yes, you hear something like that, man. Oh, my goodness. Come on, look at it. Woo! Good God Almighty. I'm a decreer.
Yes, sir. I'm a decreer.
You felt that?
Yes, sir.
Do it again then. My goodness. You at home on the line, we're dancing up in here. Go ahead on. Kick that old chair and recline out the way there. And go ahead and get the coffee out the way and go ahead and get your dance on.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. I'm a prosperity decreer. I'm a money decreer. Woo! I'm a wealth decreer. I'm an abundant decreer. I have that anointing right here, right now, tonight. And I'm not going to decree a little. I'm going to decree too much. God love it. Lord, help me stay calm here. My God, I want to run.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cause you know why? I felt you got it.
Yes, sir.
See, yeah, you got you getting these things down in your spirit, and your potential is rising up.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what Satan don't want you to know your potential.
Yes, sir.
He wants you to think you got to fight him. You got to fight him. It's finished.
It's finished, right? Yes, sir.
You use your faith. You don't have to fight him. We've been fighting him too much. You don't fight somebody you don't knock out 18 times.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Because you pull out the name of Jesus, you get in the fight, y'all done had some battle. You pull out the name of Jesus, he defeated.
Yes,
and you mess around and say blood.
Blood.
Yes, sir. He's no match. He's no match for you.
Yes, sir.
See, we've been wrestling with Satan. I got to bind Satan and I got to pray 9 hours. No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. Get up and walk by faith.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Claim what is right for yours.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Use your potential.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Thank you. I'm going to use my potential. You better make your song about potential, baby. You make it. I'm going to operate in my potential from this night forward.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Shh. Help me, Lord. Glory to God. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And it shall, I decree, and it be established unto me, and the light shall shine on my way. When men are cast down, pandemic, then thou shalt say, there's a lifting up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And he shall save the humble poison.
Yes, sir.
Now, some scriptures I'm not going to be able to go to for time's sake, but I'll give them to you. But I guess we better go to this one because it's so powerful. Solomon, sit down and write this down. Solomon, and turn to 1 Kings. Solomon revealed a secret of wisdom and wealth. Solomon revealed a secret of wisdom and wealth in 1 Kings 3. Don't try to get the wealth first.
Yes, sir.
See, blessed as I am right now, if I didn't have some wisdom, I'd be, oh my God. That money talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Money say, you got plenty.
Yes, sir.
Get this, get that, get that.
Yes, sir.
You know how easy it is when you got money to say, bring it here? And the person know you got it, where you want it, what time you want it.
Yes.
Anything, they'll bring it to you. Money run this secular world.
Yes, sir.
He said, I thought this is not, see, the world, I'm talking about the world system.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, it's the world system that dealing with this money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's the world system that don't respect God. So as a child of God, you got to have some money for them to respect you.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know all my neighbors love me, but they got to respect me.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm not on Survivor. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not on Survivor. I don't care what in your checking account. Just say what I say. I don't care what in your account. Just say what I'm saying now. Just act like I want you to act up in here. Act like you got it already. Don't go to thinking when I say things and say it soft and say it like I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you. That's why God got you here. For something on me gonna get off on you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm saying, I don't care if you got $2 in your pocket. It don't make no difference. Just say what I tell you to say.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Spirit of God is gracing us tonight.
Yes, sir.
And he want to do some things in here.
Yes, sir.
And I still got a way to go. You in 1 Kings 3? Sit down. 1 Kings 3.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Lord, verse 3. Look at the first thing he said. And Solomon, you with me?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
Love the Lord.
Love the Lord. That's so important. Walking in the statue of David, his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offering did Solomon offer upon that altar.
Uh-huh.
See, you see that?
Huh?
Yes, now, I'll share something with you. Don't let it shake you up. But I can't sow less than 1,000.
Yes, sir.
In no meeting I go to.
Yes, sir.
I was reading this one day, and the Lord said, I didn't put you in that position. See, I'm the biggest giver in this ministry.
Yes, sir.
And it just keep coming back.
Yes,
thousands just run me down.
Yes,
as I sow thousands just run me down. Thousand on thousand.
Yes,
because you got to work just the way God wants you to work. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Pay attention now. Since he sowed, like he sowed, it says in verse 5, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, oh, my goodness, ask what I should give thee. Well, I want a BMW and I want a 3-story house. And in my little Bible, it says, Solomon, you must have to say about what he said. He said, you got to. Solomon asked for wisdom. What is this man? Is he out of his mind? He got an opportunity to ask for what he want, and he's dumb enough to ask for wisdom?
Yes, sir.
See, you got to understand, that's the way it works.
Yes,
and Solomon asks for wisdom, and Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart. Don't skip none of that now with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I'm but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for a multitude. Now look what he asked for. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. That's how you answer the request. He asked for an understanding heart.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
See, that's what you got to ask for. Give me an understanding heart. Don't be asking for all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
See, we've been taught to ask for a lot of stuff, but we got to get an understanding heart for the stuff to manifest.
Yes, sir.
Just follow the scripture. Give me an understanding heart to judge thy people that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy people, so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon asked this thing. Come on now, catch on to the secret.
Amen.
Catch on to the secret. You see, you catch on to the secret, everything you got in your heart, baby, you want, it's gonna come.
Yeah.
You start asking the Lord to give you an understanding heart and sincere about it, I can trust her. I'm going to pour it on her.
Yes, sir.
See? She asked for understanding her. She ain't asking me every time she come to prayer. She asked me, Lord, take care of it. I've taken care of it already.
Yeah.
If you get out the way and stop being in doubt about me taking care of it, just tell me it's done. God said in 11th verse, look at what God said. And the 10th verse, the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, because thou have asked this thing, what thing he asked? And had not asked for thyself long life, neither have asked riches for thyself, nor have asked the life of thine enemies, but have asked of thyself understanding the son's judgment. Behold, I've done according to all thy words. Lord, I've given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there will none lack thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise unto thee. And I also, verse 13, and I also given thee that which thou hast not asked. Oh, sometimes God gave you something you don't ask for. Both riches and honor, so that there should not be any among the king lack unto thee all thy days. What a word.
Yes.
Solomon revealed a secret of wisdom and wealth. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Turn to 1 Kings chapter 10. Call this working the word.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Two or three times I like to left here, but I'm holding out because I got a few things I'm gonna get to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I say that, it came on again. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Are y'all listening out there?
Yes, sir.
1 Kings chapter 10. You must connect with those who has money and wisdom, and they will share with you how God, money, wisdom works. Don't be asking them about no car.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ooh-wee, look at that car. Look at that ring you got on. Boy, you need some wisdom.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? You see what Solomon asked for?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all know to some degree we've been backwards on this.
Yes, sir.
This woman is 1 Kings. I always lack it. I don't have time to go all into it. Chapter 10, verse 1 through 10. This woman did not come inquiring by his wealth. She wanted to know. She saw all of it. Said a half hadn't been told. She fainted. That man had enough wealth for that woman to faint.
Yep.
But she was asking for wisdom. She wanted to know his wisdom. And then when he revealed his wisdom to her, she sold.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The wisdom is better than the wealth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
In your prayer time, spend more time asking for wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know you saw that house you want, but spend more time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wisdom.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I never asked God for my house. God sent the house to my wife in a dream. Sent a deacon, a Baptist deacon. He told us he saw a house with big chandeliers in it. He said, man, God got some house for you all. We go. We don't know what we're doing. We go down there to see a builder that Dan and Debbie had told us about. We go down there and we're sitting there. We know we don't exactly know what we want. We know it's a big house. My wife had seen it. And the man walk in. We had seen a house on the wall in his office. We said, we want to build a house, something like that house. He said, that's my house. Come on, let's go see it. See, it was a confirmation.
Yes,
the man took me in the house.
Yes, sir.
Even though we've added on 7 times, I think. Yeah, that's true, 7 times. Yeah. But the Lord, you see, the Lord, I entertain them boys. They come down here from different states, and they all stay with me. And I have to make it look nice for them, and that they can see that God is good God, and I ain't lying when I'm preaching.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because your faith don't have no evidence in lying.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
after a protected period of time. All right. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. I want to get this in the Amplified Bible. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Ecclesiastes 19. Well, Ecclesiastes don't have no 19, so. 10th chapter. I'm looking at the verse. 10th chapter. Thank you so much. 10th chapter. And the 19th verse, right?
Yes.
19th verse is where I'm trying to go. You don't have 19th verse now, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm not really working this thing right then. Let me see. Ecclesiastes, 10th chapter. What verse?
19.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I know one. What I want, the message, Amplified Bible, right?
Yep.
All right, give me time. I'm going to get it. You know, I've been preaching a while, so I ain't got to impress you. All y'all out there online, all y'all preachers who good preachers and got everything lined up, I ain't got to impress you.
Right.
That's right. Man. I got to get this, though. I got to get this thing. 10:19. People, that thing keep going off on me. She got it on the board, don't she?
Yeah.
That's the Amplified. That's not the one I want to do. What I want, the messenger? Wait, said we got to find out. I got to find what translation I want. It got to. Yeah, that's what I want you to see. See it?
Yes, sir.
Lobster and bread go together, and wine gives sparkle to life, but it's money. Remember we talked about the secular world?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's money. Your prayer ain't going to make this world go round. You need some money. Godly wisdom must mark you for godly money. World-shaking wisdom,
yes, sir.
Yes.
And wealth,
yes, sir.
Belong to the children of God. World-shaking,
yes,
wisdom and wealth belong to the children of God.
Yes.
I thought when the Lord told me, I said, they're going to holler when I said that.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
Only applied revelation is our only guarantee for changed position. Write it down. Wisdom change your worth. W-O-R-T-H. And wealth will obey you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we talked about potential?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your worth. You got to rise up in your worth.
Yes.
You're worth to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
Because God says so.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you get at, when you get on wisdom frequency, you will keep having changes of level in your money. There's a frequency you got to get. The mystery of wisdom is that it causes to know God and honor God, and you will never be left out of the blessing flow. Money and wisdom make you a trailblazer, a pace setter,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A pass finder,
yes, sir.
That the world knows Satan can keep you from your righteous life.
Yes, sir.
That include all the goodness and benefit of God, including money, silver, and gold. We're almost through. Almost through. Money, silver, and gold. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Are they in television land or YouTube land? Listen, just write down Haggai 2:8-9. He said, all the silver and all the gold is mine. And he put silver and gold with glory. So God wants you to have a glory life. You got to have some silver and gold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he had me to write this now. Y'all get ready to receive it. The delay is over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The delay is over. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're now riding the eagle of money and wisdom. And the lion authority has risen in you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got a lion in you, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You the delay is over.
The delay is over. The delay is
over.
Yes, sir.
You must identify the relevant forces of wisdom for the change of level you want. We're almost through now, children. Let me close with this. A lot of information you got. Yeah. I wrote this down. I want to, on God's behalf, to reveal your real potential to you. That's what God's been doing tonight, to reveal your real potential to you. You must know in this conference, your life by application is leaping into another dimension.
Yes, sir.
With the combination of wisdom and wealth, you will be a weapon that God will use to set many free. Then I heard these words: focus, flow, follow, fight the good fight of faith. And listen very carefully to this statement. Leroy, you can come. Listen very carefully to this statement. Stop waiting on the ability to make it happen. It's already yours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Stop waiting on the ability. I got to get straight. Just straight. I mean, no, you don't have to get all that straight. Listen. Stop waiting on the ability to make it happen. Is already yours. Work with wisdom. Ask God for wisdom in every transaction.
Yes, sir.
And wealth always follow wisdom.
Yes, sir.
You cannot get to a certain level in wisdom and not be wealthy.
Yes, sir.
Wealth is magnetized by godly wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Because God is looking for somebody he can use as a channel. Look at Jeremiah 33:9. One of my favorite verses.
Yes, sir.
My favorite verse.
Yes, sir.
God is looking for somebody to prosper.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 33:9. One of my favorite verses. When I saw that, I said, wow. Look what God said about this thing. And it shall be to me a name of joy,
mm-hmm.
a praise. What are you talking about? And I honor. What are you talking about? Before all the nation of the earth. What are you talking about? He did the same thing in Deuteronomy 28. He said, all nations should know you are called by my name.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What are you talking about? I'm saying, well, no. What shall ye all the good that I do unto them? And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I drop on you.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 29:11, NIV Bible.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 29:11. It's just in God's plan.
Yes, sir.
It's God's plan. Now, God can give you a plan now to operate in wisdom.
Uh-huh.
Operate in wisdom. No. I need the wisdom of God. It's all I need, the wisdom of God.
Yes,
for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans, not one plan.
Plans
to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans, said plan twice.
Plan.
To give you hope and a future.
Yes, sir.
That's God's plan.
Yes.
So if I get wisdom in God's plan and function in that insight of wisdom, I'm in control.
Yes,
so let's say it three times, I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be broke.
And I'm going to tell you why Jesus said the poor, Leroy Jr. and I were discussing, will be with you always, because the world and good charity people make them poor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Welfare is slavery.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to keep going back to them.
Yes, sir.
You're a child of God.
Yes, sir.
Everything must be temporary in your life.
Yes,
because you're constantly moving.
Yes, sir.
Child of God, you there? You say, Apostle, I'm poor. You're poor because you don't know that you don't supposed to be poor.
Right.
If you listen to these three tapes, you won't be poor no more.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's why Jesus, they were making them poor. Them disciples was making them poor, getting them hand out all the time. Hand out, hand out, hand out. That keep you poor because you never know that you don't have to be getting hand out. Hand out and that will take you too far nowhere.
Yes, sir. Right.
Ain't nobody want no bologna sausage sandwich. Keep eating the same bologna sausage and a little mustard on it.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's hand out. But you get to the place where you helping people, but you got to know. Let me tell you something, son. Don't help nobody without direction.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
These people will take you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, you're a Christian now. You ought to be a Christian. No. I want to ask you a few questions. Boy, I come here one time, and they told me I was in my office some years back, and he's trying to get some. He said, "I want to get something to eat or something." Sort of one of my men told him, "Say, all right, come on, let me work a couple, 3 hours." I don't want to work. I just want something to eat. Y'all, this is church. I said, "Yeah, but just wrong church." We're not stupid. Because I'm hurting him. I'm not helping him. I'm hurting him. And the disciples kept people poor. That's why Jesus told them, "You have the poor with you always, because you're keeping them poor. You're not teaching them nothing. You just hand it out to them, and they never arrive." I'm so glad.
Yes, sir.
I learned not to just take hand out.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't be standing here today. You wouldn't be in here.
Right.
I'm blessed. You blessed.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. All right, you got it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.